I'm looking in the mirror. I'm so afraid to be her. 'Cause what if they can't see all that I was meant to be? But I guess they'll know in time all the beauty that I have inside. They can't have my mind. All I have is me.
Everybody, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome this week to Letters from the Pen. I'm your girl, Star.
And I'm your host, R&B singer Nikia. And we have a very fun hour for you guys. So I hope you are ready. So we have a super fun letter tonight. Well, I don't know if it's fun, but it's a letter. Before we bring our guest in a little bit later, Star, why don't you drop the letter so everybody can hear what's going on, letters from the pen world.
I don't know if they're ready for this one. All right, you guys, this is a juicy one today.
I'm not even ready for it.
Yeah, it's a little juicy, but we're going to try to help him out and see, because I bet you it's some more people going through this. So he writes, "Hi, ladies. Thank you for letting me vent. You girls are awesome. I've been married for 7 years and have recently decided I want to live with who I am. For the past year, I've been cool with a coworker. We flirted and had lunch a few times, but last week we took it a bit further. I felt something I'd never felt before. I liked it and I wanted more. I want to be honest with my wife, but this is a deal breaker, I'm sure. As for Mark, my coworker, he too wants me to be open and honest. Signed, scared ass." Okay, Mr. Anonymous, he signed scared ass. So what you guys think? I think it's time for him to just come on out and be open and honest, because at this point, if he's already having these feelings and he's been hanging out with this Mark for a year, it's time to tell wifey. He's just really being scared about it, because I know that he's apparently aware that it is a deal breaker. So what
you think? Well, he should be scared. I mean, even if the situation wasn't opposite sexes, I mean, I know if somebody that I was dating for that long just came out of nowhere and wanted to tell me they were seeing somebody else behind my back for a year, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah, I think so too. I think he shouldn't have waited. I don't know. I'm not familiar with, you know, homosexuality and that type of thing and their inner feelings and how they go about that. So I can't really tell him how to do that, but just go ahead and be honest, because it could get messy. That could get real messy.
I mean, I think, is he Mark or is the guy that he's messing with Mark?
The boyfriend is Mark.
So I think for Mark needs to run as far away as possible, because regardless of the sexuality, it's like the same thing with women. Like, you're being a side piece. Like, you knew that man had a wife, so you need to run as far away as possible, because guess what? He's been having his cake and eating it too for a whole year.
Now, well, in his defense, excuse me, guys, I got baklava over here. Oh my gosh, and this stuff is like banging. So, but in his defense, he did say that they just recently decided to take it further. So I don't think anything was going on for like the whole year.
Okay, honey, let's talk about this.
Well, I know the emotional connection.
An emotional connection is worse than a physical connection.
It is, and I understand that, but I'm just saying, in his defense, it seems like he may have been trying to either cover up or continue to hide those feelings, because he did want to make that apparent that we just recently decided to take it further. So I'm assuming there was some sexual stuff involved and they went to the next level. So in my opinion, before that happened, there should have been a conversation with him and wifey. Whether it was man, woman, child, dog, whoever it was, listen, this is what I'm feeling. this is what I'm going through, and I need you to either be here for me or not. It is what it is. But give her the opportunity to make that choice.
Mark, wherever you are, whatever state you're in, stay away from my man, please. Thank you.
Don't come over here, Mark. We're not having it.
What in the world? What in the world? Mark. I know there's a lot of men out there feeling uncomfortable right now because their name is Mark. So they're probably like, everyone's looking around, but.
Well, Mark, this is an anonymous letter. You feel free to call us up at 1-888-627-6008 and let's talk about this letter. I don't know what to say to him except for just be honest. You on here asking, so I know you're listening.
And I'm nosy. I'm very nosy. I'm wondering how long has he been married to his wife? Are there any kids in common?
They've been married for 7 years and he never mentioned about any children. Never said any children. So I'm assuming there aren't any because a lot of times that's something that you would mention, you know, but he did say they were married for 7 years. Not a whole lot of detail. So I'm hoping he calls up and gives us a little insight. But if not, you guys, he is listening. So give him a little feedback and let's see where we're going to go with this. This is somebody he works with. So one of my biggest rules is you don't sleep where you play. Well, am I saying that wrong? you don't sleep where you play.
You know what I'm saying, girl. How about if we just get back to the roots to one person being with one person and being committed? If you can't be committed or you don't want to be, give that person the option to decide whether they're going to deal with that or not.
That's true. But you know, we're living in America and we're living in this world today. And you know, that's not really happening. So my thing is, if you have to do that, don't be extra messy and do it where you work at. I mean, that's just a lot of times that is workplace romances happen because it's not always about sex. It's about that emotional connection. And that seems to be what he has with Mark.
Well, I bet you if we start doing like an eye for an eye and start chopping off some winkers, that won't be going down.
Uh-oh, we shouting out Lorena Bobbitt today. Shout out to Lorena. Listen, you guys, make sure you head over to Amazon and check out my book, Wet, A Resurrection in Heels. It's also there. And please make sure you check out my co-host stuff everywhere, streaming on all your music platforms. Boomerang is my song, and I'll be rocking out to it while I'm reading Wet. So the perfect combination.
With some wine. Yeah. Okay.
We're going to shout out some sponsors really quick.
Valentine's Day is coming up, so those are good gifts right there.
Yes, they really are. That combination with some massage oil and something really, really dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, do you know that 1 in 3 women are affected by domestic violence every day? Over 20,000 calls daily to domestic violence hotlines. So if you or someone that you know is living with domestic violence, please call the domestic violence hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE, 1-800-799-7233. You are not alone. If you are in the Fayetteville area, you can reach out to me at lettersfromthepen.com. My sister's Dreamer Domestic Violence Support Center. We are here for you.
And
what you got? Before
we get into the rest of the show, we're going to shout out some sponsors that make the show possible. Photography.next for all your photography needs, Amore Dior Designs for all of your t-shirt and press needs, LHS Home Care if you have a loved one that needs care, OG2 Entertainment, signing up some independent artists and, you know, doing some distribution deals, JRC Cleanup, No Job is Too Big or Too Small. You can find all of these sponsors on Facebook, on Instagram, just look them up, or you can go to our website, www.lettersfromthepen.com, letters with a Z, and you can check them out over there. We still have time for people to sign up to win the tickets, the round trip tickets to Jamaica.
All right.
We will be announcing the winners along with the artist G-Terra, who is sponsoring tickets. We will be announcing the winners on New Year's Day. So we'll have time to win.
Jamaica. We're going to line it up, baby. Shout out to G. Shout out to Brian Dawson over there at K97.5. Thank you guys for having Letters from the Pen out there at you guys' toy drive. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to G Fields. Thank you for being out here last week. Shout out to all our previous guests. We just thank you guys. So awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Who you got to shout out, sis? You got anybody?
Okay, let me see. Let me shout myself out. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. We got to start there, baby. Let us from the pen.
But shout out to, there's a lot of people behind the scenes that help us make this happen. And it's too many names to shout out, so we're not going to shout them all out because someone's going to get jealous and upset that their name wasn't said.
Love you all.
Right. Just shout out to the team. Shout out to, you know, like the fans and the listeners. Oh, Lord Jesus, with your cup. The show is going to be pretty hot. The rest of December going into next year, we're going to have some surprise guests popping up. We're not going to drop any names. You'll just see it when it happens.
But you gotta tune in.
Stay tuned every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every other Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, especially if you want to win these gifts and giveaways. And we got some gifts and giveaways today for you guys. And when we drop those trivia questions, you got to call in to win. So make sure you have your pen out and you write the number down early, which is star. What's the number?
Call us.
You have to be listening the whole show to win.
Yeah, you got to be listening.
Win.
You are on Facebook and following us on Facebook, we sometimes put questions up. So if you see those questions, call up and answer because I posted one today. So call the number and you'll win a little gift.
Right. We are giving away $1,000 shopping spree for Christmas on the 25th because we want to put some toys and food on your table. So you have to be listening and you have to be tuned in to know what the trivia question is. You never know what the trivia question is going to be. So make sure you stay tuned and you listen.
You have to be listening. Stay plugged in. You're going to miss something. We'll be giving away some good stuff. So you guys make sure you get here. You know what else is really big, sis, too? I wanted to throw out a number for really quick. Human trafficking. If you know anybody that's being human trafficked or sexually exploited, please call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888.
Yes. Without further ado, we are going to introduce 21-time on the first round ballot Grammy nominee, Armin Balyan.
Yay, Mr. Armin.
Hey. Come on in here, Armin.
Hello, you in the hot seat. Unmute your phone. We can't hear you. You on mute, we can't hear you. Uh-oh, some technical difficulties, you guys. He's gonna figure it out. Let's see if we can put it in a message for him in the chat so he knows to unmute his phone. I bet you his phone is muted.
Let's see.
Mute. We can't hear you.
While we're waiting for Armin to hop up in here with us live, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna drop his first song, Fire, because that song is so hot.
Yes, let's do that.
We're going to drop Fire from his new album. And when we come back, we're going to chop it up with Armin.
Baby, let me see you burn, burn, burn. Let me see you get burn, burn, burn. Armin Balyan. Fire. Hands up in the air, we're on fire. Get up on your feet, this is fire. Living every day on fire. Ooh, ah, ooh.
up in it. I got that mean drop, and I want that money.
I got that East Coast swag, and I got that West Coast rap.
Hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some flavor in it. I got that bass line. Make you wanna light up on it.
Baby, let me see you burn, burn, burn. Let me see you get burn, 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 burn. Burn up the dance floor. Burn up the dance floor. Burn up the dance floor.
That was fire right there. That's what you call fire. That was super hot.
I'm being greedy, y'all. I'm sorry.
You're being greedy.
I'm dropping nuts. Oh, your mic is breaking up. I don't know. We can't hear you.
What about right now?
Oh, that's
perfect.
There it
is. What's up? How you guys doing? What's up, Nakia?
What's going on? We're so glad to have you here today.
So happy to be here with you guys. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. So, oh my God, we got so many questions for you. So we're just going to jump like right in.
Let's do this. I'm right
You're
here.
You're in the hot seat.
I like being on a hot seat. So let's do it.
We just played your song Fire from your new album.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration? I mean, the title is so perfect for the song because that's a hot song. A hot song. So, that's what was the motivation behind that song?
So, the motivation was, especially you know how long I've been trying to do this in the business for many years independently. So this is just my way of trying to show the world, the industry, like, come on, we got some hot fire right here. So that was pretty much the inspiration. Just try to push myself, get outside the box and try to bring something different, something new. So that was
true. If nobody saw the video, you got to go watch it. The video is dopeness. The video is dope.
Well, I appreciate it, Nikki. It was so dope.
Video.
It
got banned. It been like from belly YouTube. Dancing and stuff.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was actually my very first video I ever did on that level. So it was one of the most amazing experiences I had.
That's so dope. The video is dope. So you guys out there, go watch that video.
Yes, yes. And get the album called Legacy.
Yes. Streaming everywhere. It's a dope album.
Everywhere. Is waiting
Super
for
dope album.
Thank you so much, Nikki. I appreciate you guys.
You're welcome. Right.
Also, Armin, so I'm Star, as you know. So tell us a little bit about where you're from and a little bit about your culture.
Okay, sounds good. Well, it's so nice to meet you, Star, finally, after all this. Thank you once again for having me. So I am Armenian. I was born in Armenia. I started singing from the age of 3. My father, you know, was a musician, so he traveled a lot. So he would bring back record play, like 12-inch vinyls of Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, Aretha Franklin. So I started singing and that. Moved here about age 9. And from the age of 11, I've been pursuing songwriting and music and released 6 albums independently and never stopped. I write, I co-produce all my stuff. That's really who I am.
So before we get into anything else, we got a caller on the line early.
Uh-oh, who we got? What's your name and where you calling from?
Sarah. Tara Reed, and I'm from Cali.
What's up, Sarah?
What's going on? You got some input on this letter, and you want to holler at Armin?
Well, I didn't know if the question had been answered yet.
Oh, you're calling for the trivia question. We actually hadn't announced for the callers up yet, but we're going to go ahead and let you go ahead. What's the answer?
The resurrection in heels.
She got it. Huh? The trivia question for today was, what was my second book project? So she got the answer. Tara, you won a $25 Amazon gift card. So please go to lettersfromapen.com and leave a little message in there, and we will get with you for your contact info to send you your $25 gift card. And thank you so much for listening. You got anything you want to say to Armin?
I guess love you guys, and I hope you guys have a great day and positive vibes.
Yes, always. Thank you for calling.
Make sure you go check out his album and stuff. Legacy is out now.
Well, thank you so much. All right. Thank you, Star, for sending me your book. Congratulations on that.
You're welcome.
Thank
you so much, Tara.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Don't forget to send your email so you can get your prize.
All right.
So, Armin.
What's up?
How did it feel to be on the Grammy ballot 21 times? Like, how did that feel?
You know what? If I'm going to be real modest, we're talking about 37 times. This is the second
time. Correct me.
We got to, you know, mention it. But, I mean, it's an amazing feeling. You know, it is on the first round ballot. They have two rounds.
Right.
And usually the major artists get that top five. But usually they consider the first round to be major for independent artists. So to be
recognized
by the music industry on that level is truly a dream come true. I mean, if anybody, you know that better than anybody. So it's an amazing accomplishment for sure. We're just trying to get to the next level now. First round.
I feel like a trivia question. So for the next trivia question, if anybody can call in and tell me how me and Mr. Armin Balyan, how we are connected.
Yes, yes.
You will win a $25 gift card.
Should we make
right now? Call up 1-888-627-6008. Let's get it.
All right.
Can I call?
I have a feeling.
Wait, excluded from this? Because I'll do my research.
You are excluded.
No, this is three of us. Come on. I'm going to be your co-host, your male co-host.
Come on. All right, got it. All right. We're going to let the people win. Come on, you guys. Call us up and let's get this a $25 gift card. What's on the agenda for you next, Armin?
So, you know what? Coincidentally, today I released my very first Christmas single.
Okay.
So I did it with my kids. It's featuring Team Cousins and the Holidays Dancing Band. So today I released it, and I'm so excited to try to celebrate the season. And then, of course, in the process, I'm working on the next album. You know, it's just a nonstop process. You just got to keep it moving until you get to where God needs you to be.
So absolutely. All right, y'all. Let's go. How are Nakia and Armin connected? Call us up and win your prize.
1-888-627-6008. Oh my God, Armin. Here you go. Go ahead. Give them a clue. Don't give them too much.
I'm gonna give them a clue. Even though we're extremely young, we can add a couple of decades to us. So let's see if they can figure it out.
All right, I know y'all out there Googling it. Hurry up. Let's see who's going to get this money. Nakia, R&B singer, and Armin Balyan. Let's go. Come on with this answer. And don't forget to call us up so we can help out Mark and his homie, because we're still trying to figure out what to do.
Okay,
what do you think about that situation, Armin?
We got a caller. We got Tiffany from Hollywood.
What's your name? Where you calling from? Hollywood.
Tiffany from Hollywood. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Good.
So you know the answer to this question? You about to win this $25 gift card? All right, come on with it.
Okay. Let me tell you. They went to school together and North Hollywood. And don't forget, All I Want for Christmas is You, when they performed it during the school concert. Yes.
think she won.
She won.
You got that.
Oh my God.
You make sure, baby. You make sure you hit up that she had details.
She did. I was surprised. But yes, we know Nakia. We go back way
wear the little skirt and run around you guys while you performed on stage in North Hollywood. Cool.
Yes, the music has always been there for us. Our saving grace.
Yes, it has. Oh my God, we got into a little bit of trouble together in school too.
I think we've gotten into a few troubles together from school to house parties to all kinds of things that we used to do.
Yeah, those were the days.
Fun days.
Yes.
And after all these years, now here we are again with Star. Yeah.
So caller, make sure you go to www.lettersfromthepen.com, drop your information in there so we can get your gift card out to you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Damn, Star, what are you eating?
Stuffing your face.
Shit, can I get a little piece?
It's so good. Ooh. I got some baklava.
Damn, of all the things you're going to get some baklava. That looks good. Are we allowed to cuss on this show? Because I think I done said the word a few times.
It's okay. You're fine.
You're all right. You're of age.
Okay. Well, I'm also a cusser, so I gotta control myself. So if it's all right, we go live.
Nakia, get his opinion on the letter. See what he thinks about the letter.
So were you able to hear the letter?
No, I was trying to connect and go through all this process. What was the letter?
So basically, someone wrote in for some advice. There's a gentleman, he kind of started a relationship. He's been married for 7 years. He started a relationship with another guy at work. But obviously he has a wife, but he started a relationship with a guy. They were kind of, I guess, messing around for a year. But they decided to take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But he's afraid. I guess he's like afraid to tell his wife.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that situation?
I mean, he definitely needs to tell his wife. If he already took steps for a long time, I mean, he constantly is just hurting her. Just let it go. Let her know. Live in your truth at the end of the day. But you got to let her know and let her go so she can live in her truth, because she ain't in her truth right now.
Well, hopefully she don't send us a letter next week, because she might have Jody on the side. You never know.
I'm sure she do. I don't want to say that she might, but at the end of the day, what's being done to her is just not right, period.
No.
It needs to be resolved. Otherwise, how are you going to move on? How are you going to live it?
And girl, if you out there listening and you need somebody to help you move him out, I'll be there in my black sweatsuit with my black sneakers. I'll help you throw his stuff outside.
Yep, my sister's dreamer.
We all going, so we got
right.
We got you.
So Armin, I know so you're in LA, and we're going to talk, I guess, a little bit about like COVID and how that's affecting, your ability as an artist right now, or how it's helping you as an artist. I mean, what's going on out there with COVID?
So because of the nonstop hustle I've been doing for many years, COVID hasn't really affected me in that sense, because I'm independent. So I've been using the internet all this time promoting myself. So it's the same constant 20-hour work a day situation with me. But of course, going out, performing, promoting, and all this stuff, it truly has affected in that sense. But thank God for social media. But other than that, it's just, I just try to pray a lot and just follow whatever, is my faith. And just have no fear, because at the end of the day, I feel like that's the whole purpose with this whole COVID situation. Just like anything else in life, is just putting fear in a lot of people, and you just gotta release all that. So that's really where I'm at. I'm still living my regular life, thanking God every single day. So can't be more.
So you have a song on your album called Find a Way.
Oh my God, that's
like my favorite. Perfect song for the situation that's happening right now. So we're going to get into that song. Announce that song, Armin. Bring it in.
Sounds good. So this is one of my favorite songs I've ever done. This was voted as top 500 best songs in the world by Billboard magazine this year. Mm-hmm. And this is called Find a Way, written by me. Hope y'all enjoy it. For playing that, appreciate it.
I love that song. That song's so beautiful. I love that song.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I love that too. You know, hope it brings some kind of guidance and peace to a lot of people. I wrote that for relationships, broken relationships. So
that song kind of has like that, like NSYNC Backstreet Boy kind of feel to it.
It doesn't. Shit, I would have never guessed that. Yeah. When I was writing it, I was actually thinking of trying to do something melodic like Mariah's We Belong Together. But, you know, music is a different interpretation. Everybody takes it differently. So yeah. I appreciate you.
And it that was a compliment, though.
It is. I mean, we're talking about NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. We're talking about legends. So, right. Of course, it is. For sure. And it is off my album, Legacy, available everywhere. So everybody, please check it out.
Make sure you guys go out and get that album.
Yes. Legacy, 23 you guys. Songs. 23.
So why that title? Why Legacy?
So Legacy, this album actually includes a couple of stuff that I never released in the past throughout the years. I started doing this from 2002 was my first album released. So it's a combination of a couple of songs from the first album, second, third, fourth, fifth, and then a bunch of new songs, which is my legacy. And that's what we come with the title.
OK.
Nice. So we're gonna do another quick trivia. We got some gift cards to give away.
All right, so,
and make sure you call up to be entered in the drawing for the trip to Jamaica, you guys. You gotta call up.
Come on, Jamaica. I'm gonna have my wife.
Shout out to G Terra for getting away those tickets.
So here's the trivia question. I hope you guys are listening out there. If you can call in and tell us who Armin Balian's favorite artist is.
That's right, Nikki. Yeah. You know
what's favorite up. Artist. You will win
of all time.
Gift card of all time. You will win the gift card. See, I know the answer, but you know.
1-888-627-6008.
I'll make sure anybody call who knows me knows the answer.
If anyone has done their research, they will know the answer.
Yes, it's out there right now.
What are you doing for the holidays with COVID going on and quarantine and everybody's kind of shut in? What are your plans?
You know what? To be honest with you, personal-wise, we've been going through so much, my family and I. Just recently lost my uncle I was extremely close with. So we have that. And on top of that, with COVID, a couple of people that I know got the virus and stuff. It's hard family-wise, but I have three young kids. So for me, at the end of the day, is making sure that spirit, the joy they feel, and becomes part of them. So I'm planning a lot of stuff. I got one of my little ones over there, so I can't talk too much about it. But it's going to be a great Christmas for them as I try to do.
Sounds good.
Armin. Somebody thinks they know the answer.
What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you from?
Margaret from Brooklyn, New York.
What's up, Margaret? Brooklyn.
Hello.
So, do you know Armin Balian's?
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the answer to your
question? Who his favorite artist is?
Mariah Carey.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
All right. All right. They've been doing
their Jamaica vacation.
They're doing their research up in here on Letters from the Pen.
Yes, yes. Shout out to MC.
Well, thank you, Margaret, for coming in. Go to www.lettersfromthepen.com and drop your information, and we will get your gift card out to you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, you heard it first here, Mariah. That is your biggest fan right here. So you make sure you go check out Legacy. You heard it right here on Letters from the Pen. Armin and Mariah Carey.
That's a dream come true. Appreciate y'all.
Yes. So are you going to do, what's next for you? You think anything, would you go outside your box as far as genre?
100%. You know what? Actually, I've pretty much covered all genres throughout my musical career. I'm talking about from country to jazz to, you know, but I'm a hardcore. My core is R&B. So I listen to about seven languages of music. I'm talking about like from Greek music to Latin music. So I incorporate all that. I've always been outside the box, never inside. And I'm planning to keep it like that. So my goal is to always come out with something new, different from everybody else. Huge inspiration has been like Missy Elliott, Timberland, something like that.
When can we expect a new project from you?
So I'm trying to see if I can put something out next year, this following year. But I just released this album and I'm actually doing a visual for each song. We're talking about 23 songs. I'm halfway. So hopefully by, you know, mid next year, I should be done with this album, the promotion. And I just can't wait to put out something new. And that's truly the goal, just to keep it moving.
We're definitely going to have you back and you're definitely going to give us the exclusive.
Well, I would love that. And maybe we can try to do something together after all this year as well. Nakia.
We can do a collab. Awesome. Yes. Collaboration's up in here.
Yes.
And we have another
caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
There's some guy named Jay, North Carolina.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, the volume is low. Okay. Yeah. I'm enjoying the show. Shout out to you, Stars Pen. Shout out to Nakia. Shout out to Armin. How you doing?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. How you doing?
Follow me back on Instagram. Oh, I'm doing good. Just enjoying the music, enjoying the music and what you're putting out and everything. And the interview.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling up, Jay. We appreciate you watching. Shout out to Jay and out there in the Blacktopia world. We appreciate Blacktopia Society.
Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you for calling, man. Thank you.
Make sure you go out there and get Legacy and share it to all your streaming platforms, Jay.
Thank you so much, Star.
Definitely. Y'all go to the Media Blast. Is it okay? Can I plug?
Go ahead. Plug away.
Yeah, y'all go to themediablast.net, go to blacktopia.org, and follow me on Instagram as well, at JAYFORNOW. And also, come back on Christmas to check me out as a guest, too. So it's going to be a great show.
Make sure you blast Armin's stuff out, Jay. Let's get him some love.
We're going to blast each other, Jay. That's right.
Definitely. All right. Y'all have a good show, and thank you for having me.
You too. Thanks for calling, y'all.
Oh, yes. All time. Peace.
All right. We got some amazing callers. They listening. They're going to shout it out, and y'all make sure y'all go out there and check out Legacy, you guys. Go get it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Stars. And since you're plugging me, I'm going to plug you. Get Stars' new book and Nikita's new album. Available everywhere. That's how we do it.
For your eyes only and wet. The book's called Wet. You guys go on out there and get that and make sure you pick up that Legacy album as well.
Yes. We appreciate all of y'all's support. So support us. Thank y'all.
Yes. Those are great Christmas gifts. The two CDs and that one book. You will have a weekend forever. Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine you guys getting wet, listening to Boomerang and rocking off. We on air. I'm sorry.
And all good because they can use my TV to do what they need.
Contain yourself
at a moment.
Contain yourself.
No containment. Use the hot seat.
Right. But we're going to put you in the hot seat. I've been in it already. We're going to put you
So, all right. We have some trivia questions for you.
Let's do it.
No thinking. Just answer the question. All right. Tell us who you think is the better artist. Chaka Khan or Patti LaBelle?
Oh, okay. I would have said Patti.
That's a godmother right there.
Usher, Raymond, or R. Kelly?
Usher, 100%.
Usher.
R. Kelly used to be, but he ain't no more.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my, telling me no.
Right.
And that's what it is. The mind is saying no.
All right. How about Silk or H-Town?
Silk, for sure. Freak your body. Come on. We go way back with that. But I like H-Town, too. Come on. Those are my jams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Silk is. Yeah.
Tupac or Biggie?
Silk is. They got Tupac.
Tupac. Yes. 100%.
I'm a Brooklyn girl, so I'm a Biggie fan all day long, but I'm a diehard Tupac fan too.
They are, the OGs and the originators, one of them, but Tupac has made a huge difference in my life. So.
All right, Nicki or Cardi?
Nicki for sure. And when I'm firm, like, come on, Cardi, you got a whole lot more to go. Nicki, that's a pro right there. That's just what it is for me.
Okay. So, all right. So if you could collaborate with any hip hop artist right now, who would it be?
If we're talking about right now, I'm going to say, I want to say individually, probably Offset. I like Offset just individually. Offset, Quavo and stuff. To be honest with you, a lot of the music nowadays is just, it ain't the same for me. And I don't want
to
jump on the wagon.
Yeah. See, I would have said, if I was going to collab, I would have said Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, or Wale. You know what? I'm going to take Kendrick Lamar too. But as soon as you said collab, you know, my mind went to Mariah and then Mary J. Blige. So after that, it just blanked out. their dreams. But I would love to work with anybody who wants to work with me at the end of the day.
Okay, all right, y'all heard it here. Yes. All right, Offset. I'm Balan, Legacy Offset. You heard it here.
So we're about to get into the your last song that we're going to play tonight.
Okay.
Girl, I Got You. You go ahead and announce that song. This is my favorite song off the whole album. So everybody be quiet and listen.
It's one of my favorite. This is Girl, I Got You. And I wrote this for my wife. It's a tribute to her. And it's truly one of my favorite. Hope y'all enjoy it.
Joy into my lonely heart, better than I've ever dreamed, baby. You've given me what love's supposed to be. Baby, you're my shining star. Going through, always remember, girl, I got you. I'm gonna write and die for you. I'll never leave you alone. You don't know what you mean to me. Everything I've done is for you.
The Legacy album. That's my song right there.
That's my jam. If I
That's
say.
My song.
Thank
so,
you.
So, real quick, tell us some of the producers that you work with on this album.
I work with one of the producers is named Black Rose, Merch Beats, but two very close producers I've worked with. One of them is a very good friend of mine. They are called the Holidays Dancing Band, which I'm featuring them on my new Christmas song. And then another producer I've been working with for the past 15 years named Alte Ekre. So he's in Germany, and we've been working just internationally. That's how I've been
nice.
Doing it. So
nice.
But most of the stuff I co-produce, I come up with, so I have a lot of hand in making all my songs.
Cool. So plug your album again. Let everybody know where they can go get Legacy.
Yes, yes. Legacy is available on all digital platforms. So please go download, stream. All the music videos are out from the entire album as well, or half of it. And also my new single, Time for Christmas, just came out today. So please go enjoy. And everybody, happy holidays. God bless everybody. Enjoy.
Thank you.
It was awesome having you here. Thank you for coming.
Amazing. Thank you all for having me. This was so much fun. I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Shout out to Legacy. We'll
definitely have you back.
I would love to. And can I be a co-host? This was fun. The trivia stuff.
All right. So it's okay. So when you drop, let me rephrase that. When we drop our collaboration.
Yes.
You're going to come on as a guest host, and we're going to drop it together.
That's a deal. We got this for sure.
Boom.
Yes. Looking forward to that.
You can direct the video, honey.
I got
Star's
you.
Star's going to be in the video. Come on. Ooh, bring your book to life.
Oh, wow. I don't know if y'all ready for that.
We're ready. And you ready? Let's do it.
Thank you so much for coming, you guys. Make sure you go check out Legacy on all streaming platforms and follow Armin by Lon Music on Instagram.
Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all.
You join us here every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every other Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Letters from the Pen.
Brought to you
by our sponsors, Photography Got Next, Amore Dior Designs, LHS Home Care, OG2 Entertainment, and JRC Cleanup.
Thank you to all our sponsors and shout out to all our callers. Make sure you stay locked and keep it right here from Letters to the Pen. This your girl Star. See you guys later.
R&B singer Nakia.
And this is Armin Balyan. Thank y'all so much. Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.